From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
The best edit in American podcasting.
Definitely.
This is TGO Radio, everybody. Hi. How are you? Recording on Thursday, July 7th for broadcast. Let's see. 7th, 8th, July 22nd, I believe. Okay. And then the other show we're recording today is for broadcast on the 29th. And then we're off for 2 weeks. And nothing like taking a summer vacation and coming back and having, you know, you're still two shows ahead.
Yeah, right. You know,
that's the best.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, it'll be.
Fucking good planning.
Yeah, I don't know my what I'm going to do for my vacation this year. I would imagine, being that I'm getting paid the Friday before, that some gambling will be involved.
You think the casino might be in... In your future?
You know, I actually gave some thought. They sent me an email to tell you it offered me some rooms. And I actually gave a thought to getting one for the week I was on vacation. Just because I've never done it. And generally speaking, I won't stay there because I pay perfectly good American money to stay in the house I stay in. And why would I go to it? But, you know, right. You're on vacation. Yeah.
Hey, if they're offering it up. I'm a fucking big spender.
It'd be different if I was dating somebody.
Yeah, true.
You know, that'd be different. But maybe, maybe not. Anyway, it's TGO Radio.
Show up with Sophie under your arm.
Yes, it would have to be because she wouldn't go in a carrier anymore.
No thanks. I brought my own pussy.
There's got to be some girl on the floor there selling pussy, right? Like, that's got to be a thing that happens.
You know, come on. Has to be, right?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, they got to be selling puss at the fucking casino.
What are you doing? Well, I'm trying to get it so it won't drip like this.
Well.
Anywho. Yeah. So. Yeah. So I think that's, so that's in a couple weeks, and I can't get to that vacation fast enough.
Yeah, I hear you. You actually taking like time off of work too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Every 4 months. And if they keep annoying me, it's going to be every 3 months.
I just went back to work today. I took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off of this
nice,
week.
Nice, dude.
I just took vacation, what, 2 weeks ago for a week?
Well, fuck them.
Dude, I tell you what, these fucking, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays off, come in Thursday, and the next day's Friday already?
No.
I could fucking get used to that shit.
Yeah. I had 2 Mondays this week. It was Monday. Then we were off Tuesday and went back to work Monday and got on Wednesday and got rocked like it was a fucking Monday, man. We got rocked on Wednesday. God damn it, dude. Fuck do we get rocked.
Huh.
Oh. Yeah, I can do without it. Gotta figure out how much money I can. All right, so I get paid on the Friday. So I go on vacation. Like, do I go to the casino? I gave some thought to going to Milwaukee to seeing the beloved Braves at the Brewers for a game or two.
Yeah.
And then staying at the casino in Milwaukee.
You better fucking
or,
go. Okay.
Or,
sorry.
Alternatively, I stay here in town and spend all that money at my casino Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
Right.
And then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I think you better stay away from going to see the beloved because you don't want to fucking curse him.
No idea what you're talking about. That's.
Oh, you haven't been watching anything lately?
Oh, no, I've been watching.
You know they're fucking kicking ass, right? No, taking names.
You got to get cold at some point, and that's what I fear. I'd rather have
every bubble's got to burst, right?
Yeah. And, you know, my fear with the beloved Braves is, you know, like in years, most of the years past, they are, you know, cold in the springtime, and then we get to June and July, and they heat up, you know, and then they go on their run, and it is, that's, you know. And this year, they're just out of the gate, man. They're just hot. It's just like you said, waiting for it to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their run differential is like 142 or some shit. Like, it's fucking bananas.
Wow.
I'd have to look it up. I mean, you know, don't quote me if that's not the right number, but man, it's fucking 137 or some shit.
I have not been to a local AAA game yet this year. Is that AAA, right? We got.
I have no clue.
Double A, triple A.
No clue.
I like to get out there every once in a while. I haven't been out there yet.
Me neither.
It's fun.
I haven't been
it's
since
good time.
My last girlfriend left me. I haven't been.
Ah.
We'd go a couple times a year, and I haven't been since then. Not because, you know, it was just so much easier to walk from her place. I should text her. Can I park at your house and walk to the fucking ball game? I mean, because she was
right there,
just a few blocks away.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It was nice. Yeah, so, I should get out. I love baseball.
Yeah.
But you just, you know. Maybe that's what I'll do during my, you know, if they're home during the week I'm on vacation, maybe I'll go to a game or two. And yeah. Because when I get back from the vacation here in August, in July, I'm going to put in the paperwork for my time off in November. And that's what I'm trying to think about going somewhere, like actually going somewhere for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
I gave some thought to going to Gettysburg.
Okay.
But that's, you know, I mean, that's a commitment. You got to go to Gettysburg and.
Not a casual visit.
No.
No.
Not if you're going to do, you know, not if there's so much to see. And there's guided tours and all that. But I also gave some thought to going out to Virginia. For Jefferson's house and George Washington's house.
Yeah.
but I don't know. That might be a bit too far. I don't know. I also gave some thought to just renting a car one day and going to Canton for the Hall of Fame one day. And then just coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. I also gave some thought to that.
You've been there before, right?
I have not. No.
No kidding.
No.
I haven't either, but.
I like to go to Cooperstown, but from here, that's.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Canton is football.
Yes.
Cooperstown is baseball. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that's 10 or 12 miles or 10 or 12 hours away, and that's a haul. That's a big ask.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going just for that, because there's nothing else in Cooperstown.
You know? No?
No. It's except hotels and Hall of Fame. There's nothing in Cooperstown.
Huh.
I don't know anything about Canton. But, you know.
That's fucking Ohio, so, you know. Well, Cooperstown is.
There was like 5 presidents born and buried in Ohio. Like 5 of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Cooperstown is in Ohio, too, right?
Cooperstown's in New York.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well.
Did you hear they found a little powder at the White House?
Fucking, I am obsessed with that story. Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. Confirmed in the West Wing.
Good. Yes. Well,
geez, now, imagine that. There's cocaine at the White House.
Well, now they're saying. So So now the cover-up begins. If you're this guy,
yeah.
Now the cover-up begins. Because now they're saying that it was closer to the area where the vice president's car is kept. That's what they're saying today. Yeah. I love that story. A little bit of fucking Tootski found on
that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Fucking Biden. Anybody got a bump?
He needed a... Oh, fucking Hunter needed a bumpski at the fireworks the other night. Holy shit. I love that. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I fucking love it. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably more illegal, illicit products being used by a lot of people around there.
Hunter is... I didn't see a lot of it, but I saw some of that, you know, some of that laptop stuff that got out, and,
yeah,
yeah, some of it was a little gnarly.
Propane.
Crystal methane. I used to know a guy named I got to beep that out. But he would hear that song and he would always sing, "Crystal Methane." Yeah, that guy has some demons, man. He was chasing, he was chasing some shit. He used to work at a video store I hung out at a lot back in the old, days. And you know the video store, you know it.
Yeah.
And he had a scab on his face one time from something. And I don't know if he fell or burned himself or whatever it was. And some fucking grizzled old guy came up to check out a VHS tape one night. And I happened to be standing there. And the guy, you know, like the long beard, you know, like when no one had that, you know, the long beard kind of a guy.
Before it was,
50s or early 60s.
Yeah.
You know? He had seen it. I mean, you know, this guy had seen it. Okay. Turns to all the way out and he goes, next time tell that bitch to wash.
Nice.
Oh, we fucking howled. Man, was that funny.
Oh, shit.
So what's going on with you, man? Nothing?
Ah, fuck, man. Just...
Jeff and I trade like a dozen texts a week, or maybe two or three dozen texts a week, and we just have no idea what's going on.
No. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Good.
Hey, you went to see a bunch of movies this weekend, right?
It was last weekend.
Or last weekend. How were they? What'd you see?
Well, so in the last few weekends, I've seen a few movies. I'm not sure. And if we've already talked about this, we're recording shows out of order, and I have no idea what's coming. If you people have already not heard, I have no idea what we've already talked about.
I don't think we have, actually.
Okay. I saw No Hard Feelings, which is a thumbs up, yes.
Okay.
Asteroid City, which is a thumbs down, no.
Oh, no kidding.
And Indiana Jones, which... There's a point with about half an hour left to go in the movie where they're on a runway and they're all racing to get on the same airplane.
Okay.
Okay. If you get and listen to me, if you get up and leave the theater right then, you've had a decent time. Okay.
Okay.
But if you sit through that last half hour, your intelligence will be insulted in a way that a big name movie has almost never insulted your intelligence.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That bad.
Buddy, for that movie and for that franchise, the decision they make in this last half hour is catastrophic.
Oh, wow.
And that's not not a word I'm using lightly. I'll say it again. Catastrophic.
I really honestly don't know if I would ever go and see that because I just don't care.
Well,
and I get
if you're going to see it, but I'll see it on a big screen.
I'll go see it for that.
Yeah.
I will go see it just for that now.
Do it.
See what this fucking atrocity is.
Jeff.
All right.
It's unpardonable.
I'll be damned.
This last half hour. I am super interested to know. I mean, it is. You cannot suspend disbelief enough. I mean, it is. I was fucking.
Well, I'm having a hard time just picturing fucking 850-year-old Harrison Ford playing, you know.
You know, I got to tell you, with you know, body doubles and, you know, this and that and the other thing. Like, they kind of...
Yeah, they made it work.
Yeah, right. They kind of do.
Well, I mean, you know, fuck, you can have Carrie Fisher starring in Star Wars movies after she's dead, so...
Well, that was...
not starring, but making cameos.
Yeah. You know, where they make him look younger. That's not all the way there yet.
No.
Because, like, the first 15, 20 minutes of the movie is, you know, him younger.
Oh, like some flashback type stuff or
right.
something? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And they're not all the way there yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that whole fucking thing with the guy that played Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh, yeah.
For Rogue One. Yeah. You know, that was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah, the Carrie Fisher stuff at the end was not great.
No, it wasn't. But
what they did with him was really,
really fucking neat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so first 2 hours, you're having a decent time.
How long is that fucking movie?
Buddy, it's 2 hours. It's 2.5 hours.
2.5. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, I like Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the girl in it.
No idea.
She was in a show called Fleabag that I adored.
Okay.
She's got a little spot, like a little Gorbachev spot on her head that I want to come on desperately. I love her. I love her. She plays kind of a dirtbag in this. And I it's not 2 hours and you get up and you go, well, that was all right. And then you get up and leave and you're okay. But that last half hour was an injury. It's bad.
All right.
Bad, bad, bad. Huh. But now I said that to my boss and he goes, well, now I got to see it. I'm like,
yeah,
now you got to, because I'm telling you,
What was wrong with Asteroid City?
It just wasn't the movie. It just wasn't the one.
Okay.
There is some fantastic, brief, gratuitous nudity from Scarlett Johansson in this.
Oh, okay.
Is that your stomach?
Yes.
Holy fuck. I
was actually thinking about going out and grabbing a banana, man, because this thing's about to take over the show.
Yeah, why don't you get a pizza? Holy fuck balls.
I fucking ate lunch. Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Fat bastard.
What'd you have?
My feet, huh? What'd I have? Taco Bell.
Well, that's not hunger then.
That's the fucking rumblings.
Yeah, that's that processed protein working its way out. That's not meat, you know. I mean, you know that, right?
Tasted like it.
Well, that's the idea, you know. I sat down and read a fucking Vanity.
Fuck you.
Jesus fucking.
Look, it's my first day.
Fucking dumbass. There's also some terrific, speaking of gratuitous nudity, you get to see Scarlett Johansson's ass and then like a reflected version of the front in the same shot. The nudity, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
You think it's really her?
Oh, no, it's her.
Yeah.
I
don't know. They're pretty good at fucking.
Great question. She's been nude in movies before,
okay.
So I just assumed it was her.
Okay. All right.
And no hard feelings. There is some absolutely fantastic, full frontal, gratuitous nudity.
Glad that's making a comeback
from
in
Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
I mean, it is. She's having a fist fight on the beach with some guys in the nude. And it is.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah?
Yes. 100 times yes. Jiggling, bouncing, swinging, fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
All right.
I think she gets punched in the cunt in that scene, too. That's a funny and cute movie. If you haven't seen that, you should see that.
Okay.
You should take Trixie to that. It's
yeah.
It's
yeah,
funny and
we
cute.
We talked about going to see it.
They would like for you to see it because it cost $45 million.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why it cost $45 million, but for some reason it did.
Is it not doing well?
And it's doing fine.
Oh, okay.
If it cost $15 million or $20 million, it'd be doing great.
Yeah.
Then they spend a lot for printing in ads, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I'll buy it, though. It's cute.
Like
a good R-rated comedy, man. You know?
Yeah.
Man. That's a good beverage. I tell you what, and you said this on a show recently too. Coca-Cola
fuckers
company,
Coca-Cola.
Man, they got it figured out.
They got it going on. You know? They do. They got it figured out.
God damn it, man. That cherry Coke is the way.
Nah, they fucking all of it.
Man.
Mm.
Jeff, I have some news here. We've been babbling long enough. I have some news if you're interested.
Do you? I am waiting with bated breath.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
I got an idea.
Do you?
Let's try something different.
I'm listening.
Let's read the news. Oh.
That was a little bubble fart.
Yeah.
That went up the crease in my ball bag.
Yeah, I like those.
I do, too.
Those tickle.
They do.
They fucking tickle.
And I haven't shaved since Kylie quit sucking my dick. So it is. Oh.
Yeah, get that shit out. Yeah. You're fucking quick to get it out from mine.
Bubble was toxic, man.
Yeah. Well, it gets compacted, and then, you know, when it starts getting fucking splintered up by all those fucking curlies down there, you know, starts disseminating itself around the room.
Well, that's what I was going to say, was that, you know, I haven't shaved since Kylie sucked my dick, so when the fart bubbles up through your ball hair, that's a whole different sensation when you're,
She goes, like trying to push it through a Brillo pad.
Other than cocaine in the White House, my favorite story this week has been a Subway in Georgia came under fire after employees displayed a distasteful slogan on the restaurant's outdoor marquee sign. Quote, "Our subs don't implode." End
fucking
quote.
A, man. Good for them.
Fucking.
Nothing wrong with the truth.
I
have not read a story about a Subway sandwich imploding on anybody. Now,
well, in the aftermath, now
okay.
A couple times, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the truth. God, everybody's so fucking sensitive. Jesus Christ, these people fucking paid an idiot a bunch of money to fucking go down and look at the Titanic in a fucking tin can. So sorry for your fucking luck. Thanks for calling.
Did you hear in the wreckage they found, they actually like started to peel some of it apart and they found a said Del Monte on the side of it?
I bet it did. No, but I was watching a news story where somebody was breaking down and explaining to the dullards, you know, what 20 million pounds of pressure per square inch. Well,
that's what you and I were talking
how
about.
How it will liquefy a fucking human body that they may have found a piece of somebody's dentures, or they might have found a gold tooth, and then they put up on the screen what looked like my fucking hip x-ray, or because they're made of titanium, you know, there might be, a replacement joint left around. And I thought, man, that's it. If I'm in a sub and it implodes, that's all that's left of me is that fucking hip.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got 3 pounds of steel on my hip, too. That's all that's left. You're right. All 5 passengers aboard the Ocean Gate sub, which, by the way, I just read today, they are ceasing operations.
Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Before the lawsuits start? Yes. Smartly.
Dissolve that fucking company as fast as you can.
I got to get on the first, the 315 to anywhere but here. That might be a show title.
315 to anywhere but here. I like it.
I got to get the
That's good.
I got to get the fuck out.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I'm stopping Yuma. Just fucking keep going.
Just keep going. Blah, 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 blah. Many online commenters felt the Subway store's message was insensitive.
No shit.
Well, no shit. To the people killed in the deep sea disaster and their loved ones. Quote the...
Our subs don't implode.
A local station, WTOC, reported that a manager at the Subway said the message had been removed, but refused to comment further.
He refused to comment further because he was suppressing the laughter as much as he could.
Yeah, he had to get that Subway footlong out of his ass. You think corporate didn't come down on them?
Oh, yeah.
Quote, we have been in contact with the franchise about this matter and made it clear that this kind of comment has no place in our business. Subway's corporate headquarters said in a statement to Fox News Digital, the sign has been removed. Now, if I'm a franchise owner, I'm paying you. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want. Go fuck your mother. But that's... And then I read, what else did I read about Subway today? Something else is going on with Subway. Hang on, let me see if I can find it real quick. Oh, boy. The chain's roughly 20,000 U.S. locations will freshly slice their deli meat beginning Wednesday.
Okay. Instead of pulling it out of the Ziploc bag from the Walmart deli?
Oh, so I think they're saying they're going to put the hunk of meat on the thing.
On a slicer.
Slice it while you're standing there.
Yeah. Just like Goldman's Deli in New York City
Goldman's,
or something.
God damn it! Subway has struggled in recent years as competition in the industry has ramped up.
Yeah, well, your sandwiches suck, so.
I believe Jim Norton once described them as a bready sandwich.
I don't care much for their food.
If you make me choose, lately, I've been going to Jimmy John's a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're okay, too.
I've got both by my work, and if you're going to make me choose, I'm going to. But
if I have to eat Subway, I get a meatball sub.
Yeah, huh?
I want the fucking meatballs. And a gabagool.
A gabagool. I'm over here now. Yeah, huh? You're a meatball sub.
Carm, where's that fucking gabagool that was in the fridge?
Carm. Yeah, huh? Ducks in my pool, fuck off. A 20-year-old show, 30-year-old show.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know, it's really sad because we're regressing. You know, it's Deadwood jokes, and now it's Soprano jokes. We just keep going backwards in time.
That's fair, and yeah. Well, put something good out now.
Thank you.
It just, you know.
Everything's garbage.
Just 800 shows.
All the same shit.
Yeah.
All the same fucking shit. Monkeys are writing these fucking shows. It was the best of times. It was the blurst.
It was the blurst of times.
Just fucking smacks that monkey upside the head.
It was the blurst of times.
This is 1,000 monkeys working at 1,000 typewriters. Soon, they'll have written the greatest novel known to man. Let's see. It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times. You stupid monkey. You shut up.
Oh, fuckaroni.
Yeah, make a good show.
And I'm sure they're out there, but where?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you know.
So, I recently discovered, I thought that I had canceled our Paramount Plus account, but it is still active. So, I definitely need to catch up on the Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Because that screenshot you sent me of those two standing outside of Burger Town and... I didn't realize that was Butthead in the what looked like a Mary McCheese costume. I don't know what the fuck Beavis was up to.
Well, he was trying. He was jealous.
Of course.
Butthead was in the hamburger suit. So he made his own pizza suit. And it was like a mattress. Or no, it was like some couch cushions he taped to himself. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was the bluest of times.
Top story at 6, a tragedy this holiday on Hilton Head Island as a woman is killed after apparently being attacked by an alligator. WSAV's Andrew Day.
Again, but here we go.
Yeah.
If it sounds familiar, it's because it's the exact same pond. We did a story last summer.
Same one?
Where a woman got eaten last year. An 80-year-old woman got eaten last year. The exact same pond. or whatever.
Alligator and Fox News covering this a lot differently.
An alligator.
It was 4th of July feast. You know, it was an alligator was able to feed its family.
Good.
You know, like.
Good. Got a treat for you kids.
Davis was on the scene as the investigation began.
The investigation.
For the second time
got
in
the
less
fucking
than
alligator one- sitting in a room with just a fucking overhead light shining on it.
Tell me the truth, you. And then they cut the alligator.
I'm not going to talk, Shay.
And he's just fucking picking his fucking teeth with a bone. He's just like, I don't know what you mean.
Peter Davis was on the scene as the investigation began.
For the second time in less than 1 year, Beaver County Sheriffs are dealing with an alligator.
Beaver County? I want to go there.
Alligator
yeah.
attack that left someone dead. This
no,
time a 69-year-old woman right here in Spanish Wells.
69, am I right, Jeff?
And the other one was 80?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Plantation.
So you got a 70-year-old and a fucking 80-year-old that don't know which way to fucking walk home?
Well, okay. So the 80-year-old gets snapped up, right, at a pond right by your house. You had to have heard the news story. Everyone's talking about it.
Sure.
Right? For a month.
Yeah.
You know, last summer. And you don't go, I don't think I'm going to hang out there anymore.
It's that fucking Alzheimer's, man. Forget about the story.
You know what? At this stage of the game, sorry about you. Honestly.
Nine-year-old woman right here in Spanish Wells Plantation. Beaver County Sheriffs and South Carolina
Beaver.
Department of Natural Resources continued to comb the waters for clues in a tragedy on Hilton Head Island. Officials say...
I don't know what kind of clues you're looking for.
This 69-year-old woman was found on the edge of the lagoon in the plantation, water that was right beside her home. Sources tell me she took her dog for a walk. Nah. Her family.
It's always they're taking a dog for a walk.
So she's baiting the fucking gators, huh?
Yeah.
That was her game.
Right.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find her. A frantic search eventually led them to the lagoon and her body, which sheriffs say was being guarded by the gator.
You're not. You're not taking my dinner, you cocksucker. Fuck you.
Nothing to fucking see here. Keep fucking moving, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nothing to fucking see.
We heard you, Gator.
Fucking move along.
To the lagoon and her body.
My friends call me Allie, so fuck you.
Which sheriffs say was being guarded by the gator.
Yeah, well, that was a buffet. I'm not letting you take my food away. Fuck you.
DNR.
That gator wasn't guarding anything. He was charging admission to the buffet.
Sheriffs worked to capture the alligator, which was close to 9.5 feet long. Well, it was euthanized.
Of course,
the woman's
yes.
name has not been released, but we are told.
Snack. Delicious tea snack.
Delicious.
Was her name. Man, like if you're a gator, that's got to be.
Oh, that's like fucking. Human, that's a windfall.
Human.
It's, you know.
Human meat's got to be the bee's knees when you're an alligator, man.
Long pig.
Yes. Well. Like, this is the biggest dog I've ever seen, the gator's thinking.
Drags the old woman into the water, gets a cell phone out, calls his wife. You're not going to
believe not gonna fucking
what
believe
I fucking
this.
Got.
Yeah, that's got to be a whole different taste.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
69 years old, I was probably getting all grizzled. And,
69 years old, Jeff, you know what? Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, 69-year-old woman, I bet, is actually a variety of tastes.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends. yeah, baby.
Sure, the alligator, which was close to 9.5 feet long, it was euthanized.
It's just a baby.
The woman's name has not been.
It's all tail.
Top story at 6.
Oops. Whoa.
Coming up, handsome mustache.
What the fuck is happening?
Top story at 6.
Doug.
The lagoon and her body, which.
Lagoon.
Say was being guarded.
I'm sorry. I hear the word
gator.
Lagoon, and the first thing I think of is Gilligan's Island.
Were they on a lagoon?
They were on an island that had a lagoon.
Oh.
Yagoon. Get it?
Fuck that dumb show.
That was a great show. Fuck
why,
you.
Why didn't they have executed that bulky head cocksucker in any island where justice existed? Tell me they wouldn't have killed Gilligan.
When you're going through, going, okay, we're going to be here for a while, so we got to sacrifice somebody. Yeah, Gilligan's gone.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
No, he's dead.
To capture the alligator, which was close to 9.5 feet long, it was euthanized. The woman's name has not been released, but we are told she was a longtime resident of Spanish Wells.
But we're told she was delicious.
Yes.
Very active in community.
Well, yeah.
Not anymore.
Especially there at the end.
Yeah.
Very active.
She's very active in the wildlife community.
Oh, she sure was.
The Holiday. It's the second death from a gator attack in just the last 12 months. It was just last August when Nancy Becker was killed near her Sun City home. Becker was gardening outside, slipped, fell in the pond, and was never heard from again.
Jesus Christ, man.
Whew.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's right. Never heard from again, Jeff.
Gator was caught and euthanized. They all looked the same to us. It probably wasn't even the right one. Some poor gator fucking had to go to the chair.
Well, again, they found him sitting on the rocks. In the, you know, he was filling himself with a great big fat belly.
Big fat, you know, he
was picking his teeth with a bone, like I said, you know. Just he was doing this a lot. Trying to get chunks of woman out of his teeth.
Chunks of hair. Chunks of diaper.
Chunks of woman could also be a good show title. Like, man, I just can't get this muscle out of my teeth. It gives me great sadness to have to report to you.
Oh, no.
That Dolly Parton has gone to number one on the Media Base Classic Rock Song chart.
What?
With her song Bygones, the latest preview of her much anticipated new album Rockstar. This track features Rob Halford.
What?
With special guests Nikki Sixx and John Five, whoever that is.
That's the new guitarist in Motley Crue.
Oh, is that right?
John Five.
They had to get, the other guy had to, Mick Mars, right?
Oh, yeah, that's not going, yeah, they're not talking to each other.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they kind of fucked old Mick over.
Well, I thought he was unwell.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's had that
spinal
ankylosaur diplodopidus thing, whatever.
Diplodopity-doo. Yeah.
Nick Dupopoulos, whatever the fuck disease he's got. But, yeah, he had to finally give it up. And
yeah.
Yeah, then they, you know, everybody got pissed because they wanted to cut his fucking, you know, not give him a cut of whatever. I think everybody got 25%, and now they want to knock him down to like 5% because they brought John Five in. And
what's the contract say? You got to pay Mick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a duet with Rob Halford and Dolly Parton.
Jesus Christ, you got a combined age of 200. Just with those two.
It follows the success of World on Fire, which topped Billboard's rock digital song sales chart in May. Both songs are original compositions of the country superstar. It's a rock album, is what we're talking about. I may or may not have a copy of the song Bygones here, if you want to hear it.
Sure, why not?
Now, I want you to think about this before you say that. I want you to think of it as the last half hour of the Indiana Jones movies. I want you to think of the song.
Oh, now I got to hear this. Okay. I got to hear this fucking right. Train wreck.
All right. Let's do this. Tell me to stop it when you think it's bad. Okay?
Stop. That All right, let it play.
All right, I will start over. And when you tell me it's bad is when we'll stop it. All right? Because I will tell you when I thought it was bad. Yes, well.
Germany, 1933.
Can you forgive me? It's true, I've made mistakes, but so have you. It's just so unfair.
The way you hurt me cut so deep I don't think I can heal.
I gotta stop this. You made it a lot further than I did before.
Well, it's like a train wreck. You can't not. You gotta watch. When you break the
trust, it's painful. Jeff is making a face. I got, can you ever forgive me? And I went, I'm out. I said, I am out.
Let me guess. People are eating this shit up, aren't they?
I just told you it was number one on the...
Jesus fucking media Christ. Based. Come on, people.
Classic rock
the
songs.
What the fuck is wrong with everyone? Yeah. This is garbage. When you break your trust, it's painful. To find the one you love's no angel. When respect is gone, the biggest part of love goes to... She's fucking 90 years old and still fucking sore about that guy walking out on her. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
By the way,
why can't you just shut the fuck up?
I can't figure out why no one will tell Rob Halford that he's Rob fucking Halford. I can't figure that part of it out. What's the difference? If this time I'm the one that did the wrong, should it matter?
Making reference. Oh, there you go.
There he goes. Made and broken,
you just left. You know, that dude's still got a voice.
But he's fucking Rob Halford.
Yeah.
No one is telling him. You can't, you don't have to do this, Rob. I don't know if he's old and getting bad advice, or I don't know what's going on, but yikes. It's so bad.
So is this a whole album?
Well, Dolly decided... If you're going to put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm going to make a rock album.
She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
she's a country singer.
Yeah, well, we talked about this in the springtime. That ship has sailed. That's over. Now it's the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You
know what?
See the look on Jeff's face.
You know what this sounds a lot like? Keep playing. Turn it up a little bit. Now, I know that I can't remember who the guitarist was for Nikki Sixx's 6 a.m. band.
What is that? Is that a side project?
Oh, yeah. From about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Which
is not bad.
I wouldn't
know. I enjoyed it. He basically used his book, The Heroin Diaries, and wrote songs about the shit in the book. Whatever. All right. DJ Ashba, maybe, was the guitarist?
That's a name I recognize.
But this sounds a lot like 6 a.m., the music and the production. Which makes sense, because you said Nikki Sixx was involved. What? They both just shit their fucking pants. God, that's really, really awful.
I wish you guys could have seen the look of utter defeat on Jeff's face.
That's so bad.
Man.
You know, there's a lot of music over the years that I've liked that is absolute garbage and trash.
Of course.
We've all got that shit, but that's just bad. Somebody should have looked at both of them and said, no. Like, now, rolled up a newspaper, smacked him in the nose like a puppy, and went, no.
I mean, I know it's 30 years old, but I mean... skip ahead a little bit. Our mission to purify believe this altar gives power and light. Same guy. They'll falter while we are shining bright. The burning servants consecrate their sin. The burning sermons consecrate their sin. And he goes from that. It's a mere 3 decades later. Can you forgive me? Get the fuck. Beat it. It's worse than Metallica's Fall from Grace. The burning sermons consecrate their sins. And now you're doing songs with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes. I know it's 30 years ago, but...
No.
Fuck yeah.
No, it's the Geritol and the Advil. Between the Geritol and the Advil!
Between the Geritol and the Advil! Can you forgive me? Fuck off, Rob Alford!
No, I cannot forgive you for this atrocity.
Yeah, yes,
no.
No.
Good first line, because no.
That song is called Between the Hammer and the Anvil. The album is called Painkiller. It's 1990. But Rob Halford is Rob fucking Halford.
And by 1990, Judas Priest was already getting not past their prime, but they'd been around for a while.
I'll fight you in court over Painkiller.
Yeah, no.
Painkiller is a
fucking... No,
woo!
Yep.
Man.
I'm just saying that, you know, he still fucking had it.
I'm just saying. Take care.
Geritol.
That's fucking funny. Fuck you how funny that is.
I'm glad I made you laugh because I went to reach up again and I smacked this again. So I'm telling you now before you hear it in post.
Well, I might not hear with my fucking loud cackling in the fucking way. More than a dozen people were taken to a local hospital in Laconia, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
After a vehicle went into the restaurant on Sunday afternoon.
Drive-through?
Well, I mean, it is now.
Just testing things out here.
The Loony Bin.
It's the name of the restaurant?
Hey!
Oh, I bet that's a crazy place.
How about some head trauma? Hey, it's Loony. Oh,
boy. The Loony Bin.
Grace, definitely a scary situation for the people who were inside that building. Police say it all happened with a crash right over here before that car went into that restaurant.
Scene was very hectic at first. The bar.
No, was
it? Well, it's the Loony Bin, man. What do you expect?
Hey, it was Loony.
Fucking crazy in there.
It was Loony before the car got here.
Loony Bin in Laconia is picking up the pieces after a car came crashing through the bar and grill Sunday afternoon. At least a dozen people were taken to the hospital. Fire Captain Chad Valancourt says some suffered head injuries and broken bones. But officials say it doesn't appear that any injuries were life-threatening.
Bystanders is...
I mean, get that brain injury, you're permanently loony after that. You know? a video you sent me yesterday of that retard drinking an IPA for the first time. Jeff, I...
When he waddled over and turned that sink on.
Jeff, I fucking howled. God damn, did I laugh.
My buddy at work sent that to me and said, I didn't know you started a TikTok channel. I'm like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Oh, man.
Beans.
I'm not letting a retard...
That fucking face he made.
I'm not letting a retard cook for me either. Kiss my ass. It's not happening. Hey, I am permanently loony.
Yeah, you are.
Think you get to eat, like, I mean, think you get, like, free wings for life or something with the loony bin now? I mean, if you're, you know. I went to the loony bin, and all I got was this lousy head trauma.
Drive on into the loony. I mean, come on down to the loony bin.
Don't literally drive in.
Please, all right.
Let's try to avoid the...
Change up our commercials here a little bit.
Hey, come on down. It's loony.
The fucking loony bin.
That's right.
What kind of? So let's see. They gotta have a loony burger probably,
well, and yeah.
You know the I'm fucking sure crazy grilled cheese. And...
I dated a girl whose nickname was Crazy Grilled Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah,
she needed to wash more. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, wash those hands and make me a cheese sandwich.
Excuse me, are you the woman that gives out the hand job? She said, "Yes, I am." Wash those hands and make me a cheese sandwich. John Fox.
Suffered head injuries and broken bones, but officials say it doesn't appear that any injuries were life-threatening.
Bystanders were...
Okay, now wait a minute. Let's pause this. So if this were your joint...
Jerk.
And that happened... If this were your joint and that happened, you'd rebuild. Would you put like a head trauma burger on the menu? Would you? I would have to. I'd have to, you know...
Well, you could do that, but you'd be out of business in 3 seconds because, you know, I mean, you can't...
The fucking...
Subway can't put up a sign that says their sub is going to fucking, you know, not implode without, you know...
As much as they could.
Any injuries were life-threatening.
Bystanders were helping, you know, victims out.
The head trauma basket, it's a burger and fries with a lot of extra ketchup on the fries. And no, mayonnaise, no. Just ketchup and mayo all over the fucking fries.
It's the head trauma hamburger basket.
Yeah.
And they bring you out chicken fingers.
So much better. Oh, God, that's funny. Wow. And they bring you out chicken fingers. Holy shit. I wish I'd have thought of that. God damn.
I can't lie. I'm kind of proud of myself for that joke.
You should be. That was awesome.
I can't lie.
That was fucking awesome.
Or that any injuries were life-threatening.
Bystanders were helping, you know, victims out as much as they could.
Police say it all started around 1 p.m. when a car was turning left out of the arcade across the street, and a vehicle in the center lane gave it the right...
Arcade? Arcade? 1985? Really? What's happening? You know there's an arcade at the mall? Did I tell you I went to the mall a few weekends ago?
This one?
The big one. Yeah.
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 There's an arcade out there?
Yeah. I should have walked in there. I would have been the only one in there. But I didn't because I'm not 8.
Yeah, no, they used to have an arcade back in the day when arcades were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, they had a movie theater at one point.
Sure did.
Remember when they had three screens?
It was three screens.
And then they built the other one across the way.
Yeah.
With what,
was
six
a dollar
screens.
Theater.
Yeah.
Eventually, it was
not
a dollar
even,
theater.
Not fucking there anymore.
No, it's long gone. It's a shooting range now. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
They built
man.
Something there. I guess I have not been down there in a while. Shooting range, huh? Mm-hmm. Yippee.
I love guns. Guns are fun. I got to have them now because I've seen my neighbor's
that's true.
Criminal record. So I should probably have cameras and guns now, frankly.
started around 1 p.m. when a car was turning left out of the arcade across the street, and a vehicle in the center lane gave it the right of way. But when it crossed over, it collided with the car.
Kablooey.
Yep.
Are in the southbound lane, and that car crashed into the building. Investigators stressing the importance of safe driving, especially this weekend.
With the heavy rain today, visibility was limited, so take an extra second.
Don't be a cunt is the lesson.
Listen, kids, I want to tell you something. If you're new to fucking driving and you're, you know, making like a turn into, you know, three lanes of traffic or something, and that one fucking idiot has stopped and they're waving their fucking ass off at you to go, don't go.
No.
Because you can't see. If you can't see what's coming behind them, don't fucking do it. They need to just fucking go so you can wait for a fucking clear spot.
You know, significant traffic here in the Lakes region, especially.
Significant traffic.
Wait for the holiday weekend.
Many fries.
Many cars. It was many fries on the streets.
Many contusions.
Many fries.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many french fries.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hamburgers. We have 300 hamburgers.
It's going to be...
That fucking blubbering idiot.
He's a fucking...
It is.
I mean, he is... Trump is... an absolute blank... canvas of a human being. I mean, he is just. But Biden's no fucking better.
No, I know. Oh, yeah.
No. And it's. That's the argument. It's giant douche or shit sandwich or from that episode of South Park where he had to choose between the two.
Yep.
And you go, I don't know that I want a giant douche or a shit sandwich. I.
Shit salad?
Well, now that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
It's an old fucking line from the movie Drowning Mona.
Drowning Mona?
Jesus Christ, that's a funny movie, man.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
All right, Doug, relax.
Fuck you, Doug.
Holy shit.
I like it. Go get fucked. You know what? You're fired.
No. I don't think he looks upset about that.
Yeah, he really doesn't. Yeah, frankly, I don't think I have that power.
Well, if you don't, who doesn't?
You.
Oh, me? Oh.
You run this fucking circus.
I suppose, but yikes. Yeah. We should promote the end of year, like the worst of stuff. We should, like, promote that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like, I build a separate page off the main web page. We promote that page with clips and...
Those are some of the worst things we've done all year.
I mean, they
are the fucking...
I've got three episodes right now.
That are done and ready to go.
Done.
How many more are you going to do?
Three more?
Okay.
Yeah. Or if we actually end up doing something funny, I can do more.
Well, you know your joke that you just made here a little bit ago has got to go on there. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot. We know who's carrying this fucking show.
Doug.
Right.
And you just fired him. So, you know, you're
the... Come on back, Doug.
All right, Doug. He didn't move an inch.
Fuck no.
He fucking...
He's still sleeping. He didn't even hear what I said.
We got him sitting in the corner like a fucking bat or a vampire or something.
That's not funny.
All right, Doug, relax. Fucking... This is not the Doug Reach Around commentary hour. All right, go fuck your mother with this.
The Doug Reach Around show.
Yes, well.
I pictured Doug doing a show, and it would end up being something like when Kramer had the Mike Douglas set in his apartment, you know? Just a comedy of fucking errors.
That fucking episode.
Dude, that's just...
And I, you know, and I've watched a lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I never sat and watched the whole seasons or anything like that together. That episode where he had that set, made me fucking howl.
It's the shit, man.
Oh my God, did I laugh hard?
Yeah, that's very funny, very funny. Fucking walk into the apartment, walk through that curtain, like, what the fuck is it?
I would love to
welcome, come on.
I would love to have that in my house. Are you shitting me?
Get the old Tonight Show set at the desk. Forget it. Man.
If
somebody walks in the door.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think we should do it.
You know, we probably should.
Oh, forget it. What do you think about Obscene Jeopardy?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I had forgot about it, but I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're going to have to obviously put together categories and answers and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But I know Trixie will play.
Okay.
Right. I don't know who else to get.
Trixie Fizme?
Trixie Fizme.
So we're going to have to introduce her. Trixie Fizme.
Malt Fizme.
Hi, I'm Malt Fizme.
Hi, I'm Malt Fizme.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I mean, we can't just have dummies sitting there who aren't going to get any, like, I mean, we got to get someone in there who can actually do it, you know, who could actually have a shot at answering some questions or, you know, and I don't know how you do that.
How obscene is this going to be?
I mean, you know, I have a vision of an audience, and now I'm giving it away, but I have a vision of an audio daily double. That's just Nick Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
She's never going to get any of these.
Well, that's just it. I mean, who do you find, you know, that kind of has the shot of, you know, kind of has a shot of getting it, right?
I don't know. Nick.
Yes. Cocksucker.
Fucking method acting, you know.
He really did like to drop a load, didn't he? Man, I mean, everybody likes to come, but this fucking guy was
fucking dropping him all over your face,
all over your face.
Yes, yes, dropping fucking loads. Yes,
yes,
all over your ass, right up your asshole.
Man. No one liked coming more than Nick Manning.
He was all about that nut, wasn't he?
Everyone likes to come, but this fucking guy loved it.
Man.
He was a method actor, this guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, what other categories do you have for Obscene Jeopardy, I guess, is the thing. It doesn't have to be just sex stuff either, but we have to.
Right.
I mean, we have to define the obscenity.
Yeah.
You know, my fear is we get three people, we write all these answers, and we have, and no one gets
anything. Gets anything.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Okay. Here's maybe one way we could get around this. You're going to be hard pressed to find anybody. Really, that would get Nick Manning.
We would almost have to put out a call for contestants and pay people.
This might if we got Trixie and you know, somebody else, if we gave them, like, maybe if we put all the possible answers, like, up on the wall here, that might be funny just to see what they are. You know what I mean? And then you could pick, I don't know, you know.
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, Obscene Jeopardy, I don't know. I guess how do you define obscene? It can't just be sex stuff, right?
Like, yeah.
It's got to be. All right. We'll take a break here, and we will see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?